it's warming up and you're seeing those signs out there for those yard and garage sales, but are you doing it safely? Our consumer expert from DATCAP, Michelle Reinen, is joining us on our Tri-County Contracting Hotline. And let's talk a little bit about those garage sales. How do you go to them and do it and make sure you're protected, Michelle?
Well, there are great deals to be found at garage sales, but there are also hidden hazards out there, and we want to be sure that we're preventing that risk of injury or fire for shoppers. And one step that they can do is be aware that there can be hidden hazards. And what I'm talking about are recalled products from the U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission. These products have the potential to cause injury and, in some cases, death. Hazards can include flammability, electrocution, choking, strangulation, unsafe amounts of lead or other chemicals, for children, loose magnets, and so many more things. So it's important when you go to garage sales, look for the great deal, but check out the products thoroughly. And that means checking to see if it's been recalled as well.
Now, how do you check to find out if it's been recalled?
Well, there is a great website that the U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission has set up, saferproducts.gov. You can make sure you have this link on your mobile device, go download the app so you are available. And there they'll have all the recalls and a searchable database that you can search by brand. You can look by product type. So maybe you're looking at cribs because you're expecting a child or a grandchild and you want to have a crib in the home. So you can just sort by cribs or children's products and then go through and take a look at the item that's right there in the driveway and see if it's been recalled. Now, just because it's been recalled doesn't mean it isn't still safe. Maybe the individual who's selling it has gotten a repair kit and taken care of the issue. So go ahead, check it out, see if it's been dealt with. But if you're unsure, that's something you want to be sure that you don't enter into the home in that hidden hazard category.
Are there any other things that you should check for if you're buying things at a garage or a yard sale?
Yeah, go ahead, check battery compartments for sign of corrosion. And if it's a toy that a small child could get involved with, be sure that that compartment actually screws closed so they can't gain access. Look for signs of damage or repaired as it relates to wires and cords. Be sure that protective coating is there and uncut, unbent. Test appliances and electronics on site before buying them. Make sure they work. That's just saving your dollars. And then avoid toys and other products that have chipping paint, that they could contain lead. Look for sharp metal parts and corners. Now, some may be collecting these as antiques and keeping them on a shelf in a way, but if they're to be engaged with children, be sure that you're taking that extra precaution and keeping those hazards away.
And let's give that consumer protection hotline, Michelle.
1-800-422-7128.